The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
You know what else is weird? The world is ending due to global warming. Oh. And there's more proof of it as that massive iceberg broke off the Antarctic shelf. And now it's, you know, broken. It's a broken shelf. If you've ever had a broken shelf, you know just how concerning that can be. Things fall off of it.
That's true.
Then you got it on the floor. This is in the ocean.
This is a little different, Pat. It's a little different than what you're
saying. There's a huge crack. Look at that. And now it's more than cracked. It actually broke.
Yes. Now that's it's interesting because a lot of people are sharing this as proof of their
global warming.
This furthers my argument. Global warming.
I'm trying to tell you
happening.
People, global warming.
You.
Look at this science giant iceberg.
You won't listen to the scientists, and now look what's happened. Not listening to scientists is an interesting claim to make,
isn't
here,
it?
Because it seems like the people who are sharing the story about the big ice shelf breaking off have not actually read the story. Here's the quotes from the scientists named in the story. We've been anticipating this event for months, and we've been surprised how long it took for the rift to break through to the final kilometers of ice. This is part of the normal behavior of ice shelves. This is part of the normal behavior of ice shelves. What makes this unusual is the size. The team of researchers have not yet found, quote, any link to human-induced climate change, said the one of the two people heading up this entire project. One of them added, we have no evidence to link this directly to climate change and no reason to believe that it would not have happened without the extra warming that human activity has caused. They are going so far out of their way to tell you this is not about global warming, yet everybody's just taking it as global warming. And I will be fair here. CNN is putting all those quotes in the story. Now, they didn't lead with those quotes, but they put all those quotes in the story, I guess maybe to tell you what is actually happening. The problem is people are sharing it on Facebook and not even reading the story. This, to them, is just confirmation bias. Like, I think global warming is bad. Look it, here's another piece of evidence. Without even looking at the evidence. You call us anti-science and you won't even read the quotes from the scientists?
Yeah, I don't even understand how they think this applies to global warming. Breaking is not the same as melting. They are two different things. The ice shelf calved. It does, and they call it calf because this is like the cow, and that's like its calf now.
Yeah.
So it calved off, and it's separated from its mother, and now it's roaming the ocean for free, all by itself. And it didn't melt.
And I guess the theory is they think,
didn't melt.
Well, it's warmer, so the ice is starting to melt, and it's getting weaker, and then it's breaking off.
No.
That's not what's happening here.
It's getting more and more and more ice, and it gets heavier and heavier, and then it breaks.
Mm-hmm.
It's just part of the process.
And again, this is not, you know, a lot of times we get frustrated at scientists with these things as conservatives because they kind of talk a big game and they talk in apocalyptic ways and they advocate specific policies. And all the activism does exist, but it's really not even here.
No.
Like, it's just not in the story. They aren't saying it's about global warming. People are just taking it and making it into global warming without it being present. It's incredible.
Really
and
is.
And I say from journalists have retweeted it and with that tilt to it. People who constantly are tweeting things about global warming and how bad it is, they're just including this in that normal deluge. Well, this has nothing to do with that story. Nothing to do with it. And good job, the scientists, owning up to that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why they did that because they usually don't. They usually just try to add to the hysteria, but they didn't in this case.